Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the October 3rd meeting of your city council. Let's stand together for the salute of our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And our Communications Officer Bradley Sweeney will do the roll call this evening.
Councilmember Czar?
Here.
Councilmember Bursch?
Here.
Councilmember Olson?
Here.
Councilmember Goodrich?
Here.
Councilmember Hansen?
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Councilmember Watson?
Here.
Very good.
Keep
all
you
here,
guessing.
Present and accounted for. Public comment now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is time for you to speak on any item that is not on the agenda this evening. You have 3 minutes. We ask that you come forward to the microphone, introduce yourself, and tell us where you're from. And if you are a student, we make sure you get extra credit for coming up front today. So who would like to be first this evening? Yes. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Karma Wells, and I'm the manager at the Ferndale Senior Center. And I just wanted to come today because we are having a fundraiser coming up at the end of this month for a spaghetti feed. And last year we had a very successful one. We had our mayor playing piano, and Kathy Watson also helped us last year as well. So we're hoping for the same success this year, and we thought it would be a wonderful opportunity for some of our council members to help volunteer for this fundraiser. It would be a two-hour commitment. There's some new members here that maybe aren't acquainted with the Senior Center and also with our senior members. It would be a good chance for them to see you, to meet you, talk with you. Would have you serving. Kathy, you did it last year. Your commitment went a little bit farther. She had to help clean up, so we're there until about 10 o'clock that night. But I wouldn't do that to any of you. But we are looking for people to help serve. So I'm thinking this would be a great opportunity for our members, senior members, and also community members to put a face to the council members and get a chance to talk.
It would be. The date again?
The date is, well, I have a little flyer. So the date is Friday, October 21st. We'll start serving at 5:30 and go to about 7 o'clock or until we run out of food, as we did last year. It's a ticketed event, but if I can hand these out, that would be great. And if you can contact me, most of you should have my email address, but you can also, I don't think it's on here either, you can also call the center and talk to me, and then I would be glad to write your name down. So it'll be, like I said, about an hour and a half to 2 hour commitment and just serving, bringing the spaghetti out and helping us out.
And you had
this fundraiser out.
You had a great attendance at the last.
Oh, it was great.
Make your wishes known.
Well, that was great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about.
I was really happy with that community event.
Thank you for the things that you did.
Yeah, that was great. I was really happy with that. Last year we had a great attendance. We had about 50% our membership, but the rest was just community members. So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
The invitation is extended, and I would definitely appreciate any help we can get. So, can I?
You good?
And then there's an informational flyer about the Senior Center as well. So.
Who's next to Stevie? Thank you. You're great.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Come on forward.
Good evening, Council. My name is Andrew Gamble. I represent Petrogas. I'm not here in an official capacity today, but I did want to remind you that a week from next Thursday, the County Planning Commission is taking back up the land use amendments, and I would encourage you all to attend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Great. Anyone else this evening? Seeing none, we'll close the public comment time and going on to consent agenda. If I understand that we are pulling item resolution on vehicle use policy, we'll remove that per request of Councilmember Olson. We'll make that B1. With that change, is there a motion to adopt the consent agenda as amended?
So moved.
So moving and seconded to adopt the consent agenda minus the one item on vehicle use. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. And the consent agenda as change has been adopted. We'll now move to that item, vehicle use policy, which is in your packet. And Councilmember Olson, you have the floor.
I didn't get to see much discussion on this. So
Who made the motion to move it? Maybe they can tell us. Because I have a bunch of questions that I didn't see. There's any discussion.
That would be the admin committee,
well,
right?
You wondered who made the motion at committee?
Yes.
Moved it forward?
Probably me.
Well,
maybe it was finance committee.
Yeah,
it was probably me.
In number
felt like there was quite a bit of discussion.
Okay.
There was a lot.
There was quite a lot of discussion.
All right. How about number one?
Are you on page 23 of our
28.
28. Got it.
It says may request from the driver a copy of a current abstract of driving record. Who pays for that? The person or the city?
Is not currently articulated in our vehicle use policy.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll put that as a big question mark. Number two references driver approval standards. I couldn't find that anywhere.
That's, I believe that's the page 30. Okay, we called it the driver evaluation matrix, but we can standardize that.
So driver approval standards is actually driver evaluation matrix?
I believe. Can you refresh me where we're talking about here?
Number, you said number two, but I don't know.
Number two.
On page 28?
Correct.
I'm not seeing.
I'm not seeing a reference in number two.
Hold on. Oh, sorry. That would be number three.
Number three.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
So is this, is it as simple as you want to change the name to driver evaluation matrix in
yes.
wording of three?
Well, I'm wondering if they are different, though.
It sure sounds like it to me.
It does. In fact, I'm wondering, it'll be useful to go through these. It might be most appropriate to simply send this back to committee so we can get these questions.
I'm just
answered.
Starting, but yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Yeah.
I think that's where we're going to go at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to email me your concerns or we can talk about it, I can
sort
of hammer out some more of these issues.
Yeah. Do you want to send it back to committee now, or you want to?
Well, yeah, the fact that it made it out of committee, I mean, these are simple things that we should.
If we can just go through them, we don't need to particularly debate them, but we can certainly go through them so everyone.
Yeah. But we'll save time, and I'll just send them to Riley.
Okay.
And I'll actually stick around for the next time.
Okay.
And see where this just was amazing to me.
So by general consent of council, can we send this item back to finance committee?
Do we need to make a formal motion?
You don't need to. I'm just looking for consent.
Okay.
Sure.
Fair enough.
Okay.
There you go, council. Moving on, then, I believe we have Thornton. I've heard of Thornton before.
Thornton.
Oh, I skipped one. Oh, skipped number C there. Public hearing. Apologize for that. Mr. Burnett, we're going on down to item C, repealing outdated zoning. Then we'll get to Thornton.
Good evening, Council. Good evening, Mr. Mayor. Yori Burnett, Community Development Director. This is a public hearing, and I'll go through these relatively quickly. We, over the last decade or so, have replaced a number of our zones that were established from the 70s through the 80s. We've replaced them with new zoning, but generally speaking, we haven't gone back to remove those zones that have been replaced. We now have the opportunity to do so, and that's really what we're focused on in this public hearing, is removing several zones that we haven't used for many, many years, the general commercial zone, the floodway fringe zone, the gateway zone, which is a relatively recent one that never actually worked, and then the highway commercial zone. The highway commercial zone is the only one of these zones that's actually still used. There are three properties on the west side of Portal Way, just south of Trigg Road. Two of them are developed as single-family residences. The third used to be a single-family residence. It's now a construction office or a contractor's office. When the general business zone, which kind of surrounds it, was put in 2009, we thought that it would have a greater impact on single-family development than we believe it actually has. We also had much more restrictive non-conforming use regulations than we currently do. And the reason why we wanted to preserve it as highway commercial was to protect those single-family residences. By changing these to general business or rezoning them to general business, we do not believe that those single-family residences are impacted in any more negative way than they are in the highway commercial zone. It's really just a change in zones where they still remain legal non-conforming uses. Just to let council know, we did invite all three property owners with a direct mail to them to both the Planning Commission hearing and this hearing. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
This is a public hearing, so these are technical questions of Director Burnett. Councilmember Watson.
Does this impact our comp plan? Do you have to make any changes to the comp plan zoning?
No, we don't.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions of our development director? Seeing none, we will now enter into the public hearing portion of the evening, and we read the directions first.
A public hearing is a formal opportunity to give testimony to the council for consideration in the decision-making process. Written comments may be submitted to the city clerk prior to the beginning of the hearing. When the mayor calls your name, proceed as follows. Audience members who signed up prior to the beginning of the meeting will be called on first to speak at this hearing. If you are unable to sign up before the meeting, you'll be given an opportunity to address the council once we've gotten through all the speakers listed on the hearing sheets. Each speaker should state his or her name and address for the record and will be given 3 minutes to address the council. When a large group of individuals supports the same position on an issue, we encourage the selection of one or two representatives to speak on behalf of the entire group.
Well done.
Beautiful.
Very good.
Check the list first. Anyone wish to speak on the zoning amendment? Seeing none, we will close. We haven't even opened.
Yes, you got to open.
We opened the public hearing at whatever time that
six,
says,
16.
And you add about 20 seconds, then we will close it. Council, what is your pleasure?
Move approval of Agenda Bill 1610-002. Second.
So moved by Councilmember Watson, and seconded by Councilmember Birch to adopt the repealing of the zoning amendment. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion is passed 7-0, and those zonings are outdated and gone.
And the highway commercial is rezoned.
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly. Thank you, Mr. Burnett. Thornton Crossing Design, our public works director, Mr. Rentz.
Hello there.
Hello. Kevin Rentz, public works director. As you know, we've been working with Shear Design, working on the design for the Thornton Road overcrossing project. We've previously tasked them with a 30% design. That phase of the project is now entering into completion, and we're looking to supplement the contract to go forward with the full plan specification and estimates for the project. The contract supplement before you adds a little over $1 million to the current contract amount, and provides for the full design of the project. This had previously gone forward to the Public Works Committee, and it was recommended to go on to the consent agenda. I had requested that it be pulled off the consent agenda as there was an error in the calculation in the overall cost accounting for the project, where one of the sub-consultants' work, Herman Traffic Engineering, was double-counted within the full budget for the project. So the original amount that we had gone forward with, the revised amount is now $50,000, approximately less than what the original amount was, and are looking to see what council's pleasure is for the Thornton overruns.
City Council, questions? Councilmember Watson.
Just want for BNSF, so Shear will be working with BNSF. Will the city have to do that, or it'll be Shear's job to get all the paperwork done and on
Shear
time?
Shear will be doing the permit and the applications, okay. Working with BNSF to get the permits done. We will obviously be working with Shear to get that done. They're well positioned to do the work with BNSF and have experience in that as well.
Thank you.
So I've specifically spoken to them on several occasions about that specific portion of the
There's
job.
Such a lag time with them.
They believe that it should be a pretty smooth project because we're not doing anything within the railroad right-of-way, that our bridges are just spanning over it rather than, sometimes you'll do a bridge and you'll have a support structure that's in between the tracks or something. All of our structures are outside of the railroad right-of-way, so that kind of eases the permitting with them.
Okay.
Councilmember Taylor.
We had five different options put in front of us at a few months ago, and did we take action on which option we were going with? I don't recall.
Yeah, months ago we started off with what they called the TSL. Yeah, you could probably go into that.
Yeah, type, size, and location report. So just the track that the job has gone on, we looked at the type, size, and location report, then we got geotechnical information back, and looking at the project and looking at integration of the city's utilities, both existing and future needs for that. The alignment is still being refined, but the preferred alternative that we're going to be putting forward is what was option five, which was the one that increased the span to proceed forward with that as the preferred alternative.
And council took action on that?
Did not take action.
Okay. And it's not necessary to do that before we do this? I'm just curious.
The scope for the design is going to be the same,
okay,
regardless of which it is.
So I think what Councilmember Taylor's wonder is, does this council have a choice of the particular design plan at this point, or is that foregone? Or
to go forward, irregardless of what option is chosen, we need to proceed forward with the design contract in order to proceed forward on the design. But none of the options are precluded. Although we can have a discussion at a later point about, and I can bring it back as to which of the options, but in order for us to install a sewer line in there, we do have to go with that option five, which was the unfortunately highest cost option that was on that.
That's why I'm kind of curious.
Any other questions from council? Council, what's your pleasure this evening?
Move to approve Agenda Bill 1610-003.
Second. Moved by Councilmember Watson, seconded by Councilmember Hansen to go ahead with the contract on Thornton. Discussion? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. And the motion is passed, and the contract will go forward.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Can you bring a picture to Public Works Committee? Just so we understand, I'm trying to remember what five was. Yeah, that's all we need to know. It was most expensive.
Agenda item E is resolution on updating our credit card policy, and I think our city administrator will lead that discussion.
Yeah, when I was really young, I used to sit around the TV on Wednesday nights with my dad and watch boxing. They don't have it on TV anymore. And as he used to say, the undercard is over, and now it's time for the main event. Anyway, so here we are in the credit card policy. We've gone back and forth numerous times on this to give a little historic perspective. We've sat down with the state auditor's office, actually went to their office in Bellingham and brought in not only our policy, but actually a lot of our expenditures. And they made some suggestions, and they're incorporated into this. We've also had some times at the committees where we've been able to work on that, and we've rolled that into here as well. And we've also had some guidance from not only our city attorney for some things that are in here and not in here, but also we've been able to take advantage of our new finance director and gain her perspective. So following the last committee meeting, this is the version that was suggested to go forward to the full council for deliberation.
Council, what is your pleasure? Councilmember Olson.
Page 92, number D.
Yeah, this was one that actually there was a significant amount of discussion at the committee about.
So food and beverages for an individual employee unless the employee is on authorized travel. So what's that mean? The festive lunches and holding meetings at Pioneer Pavilion and all that are no longer allowed?
I think the concept, or one of the concept is, and there's a lot of different variations on it, is that food and beverage for individual employees. For example, just tonight when we meet at 5 o'clock and we leave the city hall, you wouldn't go to a place and get a meal, charge it to the city before coming to this meeting. So even though you're still working, you're not in travel status. As far as other situations, and they've been rare that we've had, I'm trying to think, we've had council retreats, but as far as employees, I can't remember a time that we've actually had employee, although actually the Public Works Department used to have an annual safety awards banquet that they gave out safety awards and other things like that. That was fairly rare. So it is, I think, quite an unusual circumstance where an individual employee would necessarily need to get city-paid food and beverage unless they were on travel status.
I just listened for like 3 minutes, and I don't think I heard the answer to my question. Is that going to do away with those things that I just mentioned, and are they being replaced by the budget or the
was that business and citizen engagement?
Okay, the decision card we talked about, the concept there would not be that, at least this is my belief, it would that line item would not allow myself or community development director or the public work director to go out and have lunch with some citizen or a potential developer. What that line item in the decision card is centered in is the mayor going out to greet a new business or to meet with some potential donor. So I think it was intended, that new decision card was intended to be more of a mayoral type of community engagement.
And the public events that we put on.
Yeah.
To cover the costs of those.
Okay, so like so when we, the crosswalk at the library was a public event, we didn't incur much cost there, but that would be one of those situations.
Okay, so I think, I'll repeat back what I think I heard. If that decision card gets passed, that will allow the purchasing of foods for these pavilion parties and what have you. Otherwise, if that doesn't, that ceases to exist under this. Is that correct?
I think that would be a fair characterization.
Okay.
I want to make a comment that if this policy, even if the credit card is used, that still has to be in the budget.
Right.
So there will be a line item for anything like that, for any kind of meeting expenses.
Well, right, we've seen that, but what we were trying to get at was to eliminate that, and I think they've done that by making it a separate budget issue. But I don't want to, if that passes, fine, so be it. But this, as it's stated right here, to me, says that is now gone until we get the line item thing done.
Councilmember Hansen.
Yeah, but we also had an extended discussion in committees about the fact that one is kind of policy, and one is policy on how money is spent and where it's spent. One is the use of credit cards and whether what's the appropriate use of credit cards. And I think if we if we're going to allow the mayor his $2,000 budget for doing city business, then we shouldn't restrict him from using the credit card to do those things.
Right.
And so I think, as I read letter D, I think there's a piece missing here because it actually does restrict the mayor from actually using it for those times when he's conducting city business. I don't know that that's what we want to do.
And just for the record, the mayor isn't requesting $2,000 for those personal times with people. That's for all those types.
And so those random cups of coffee would also be part of that $2,000 budget, as well as a meeting with developers at the pavilion with city staff and everybody else.
In my understanding, this line has always been, even before the edits or with the edits, it's exactly like Greg said. It's an individual staff member, elected official, whoever, who's having a private meal on the city dime. That would be inappropriate. I believe that's what it has always tended to exclude.
Yeah, I could see us, if the decision card for that new line item for community and business engagement, if that's improved, then that, I think, is a simple way to go. If it's not approved and we keep this language intact, we probably will want to come back to this. Because I believe Councilmember Olson's comment is appropriate. If we did not have the extra line item, and if you approve this language, it would preclude even the mayor from going out and getting the odd cup of coffee or whatever it might be. So I think one is kind of related to the other. So I think there's two ways to really, if you want to tackle this, we could take this language as is, realizing that we're going to here shortly address the decision card for the mayor's line item. And again, if it doesn't pass, we'll come back. But you could also say food and beverage for an individual employee except the mayor.
So no, you can simply I'm not singling out the mayor.
Okay.
I'm trying to see. I didn't write this, so I'm just trying to understand what it says. And I, of course, being involved in law, I take things literally the way they're worded.
Mm-hmm.
This would preclude anybody from Kevin taking Riley out, or pardon me, taking Yuri out for a cup of coffee, or somebody else other than an employee. He could take somebody in the audience, buy them something. But not himself, by the wording of this.
True.
I don't know if that's what you want. Like Greg pointed out.
Councilor Meadows, are you concerned that the language here would preclude council when the council has a retreat, we bring sandwiches? That is, all that would be excluded under this wording is what you're saying.
Correct.
Gotcha. I don't necessarily think that way, but I see what your concern is.
Yeah.
And I have some troubles with the wording too. It seems to exclude anybody.
What my suggestion would be is to let's solve the budget thing, the $2,000 thing.
Sure.
See how that goes, and then bring this back.
Okay.
I don't like passing stuff and redoing it. It makes us look like idiots.
Okay.
Especially when we know the problem in advance.
Would it be productive to work through the rest of this so potentially the only outstanding issue would be D?
Well, that's all I have. I can't speak for the rest, but that would be the only one that I have.
Councilmember Goodrich. Then Councilmember.
Unless I missed it or if it's someplace else, when we talk about travel expenses for employees, do we cap how much they can spend for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yeah, there is a GS, I think it's the GSA.
GSA.
It's someplace other than in here.
Yeah, we have a form. It's it's an advanced travel authorization form. And so whenever anyone wants to go to some training, they attach the flyer for the training to kind of request from their supervisor that, can I go to this training for whatever it might be. So it's kind of, it's known to the supervisor, it's approved by the supervisor, they recognize that they have budget authority, and then eventually all of those forms are routed to my desk and it gets the city administrator approval. On that form, and specifically in those cases where people wanted an advanced travel check, which is not uncommon, rather than incurring the cost on a credit card, because many of our employees don't have credit cards, be it they go on travel. On there's a line for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it lists the amount. So we verify that if they're asking for lunch, did indeed the conference not supply lunch and those type of. But yes, there's another form.
Okay, come on, I work for a utility company. We were limited that way, so we couldn't go out and have steak and lobster every night on the company dime.
Absolutely.
Councilmember Birch.
I'm just thinking that are the elected officials considered employees?
Yes.
Okay. That's my question. Thanks.
Councilmember Watson.
And I guess I'm comfortable with what it says. Though I would like the word employee to be cardholder, only for consistency, because we use cardholder throughout the rest of the policy.
Instead of employee.
Yeah. And I don't think there's ever a time, unless you're on travel, you shouldn't be using your credit card. An individual should not be using their credit card to buy food and beverages for themselves, unless they're on travel.
Sure.
But I think the word should be an individual cardholder, unless the cardholders aren't authorized.
Yeah, I think the issue might have been that business-related meetings, that's part of the cross-out under D, and I think that may have been the wording that caused or was the reason for some of this discussion. So, yes, a business-related meeting is a little different than being on travel status, but we can certainly circle back. And
It's missing the context that was there before.
Exactly.
It causes some of the confusion. Council, any other questions? It sounds like, did you want to move forward with adopting it with the change of the word employee? Actually, what's your pleasure, Council? Cardholders or employees?
Hold it for, do you want me to make a motion to hold it? Or do we pass the wish list? Okay, I did.
Second.
It's been moved in second to postpone this item to a date certain, which would be after the decision card on the community engagement fund. Is that the understanding of the motion? Councilmember Goodrich.
Is that going to cause any issues with staff or anything? They're going to kind of follow the gist of this until...
Oh, they'll follow the gist, and we still have a policy. This is just revising that policy.
Councilmember Watson.
I'm still trying to understand what we're going to wait for. What are we hoping to...
If
we're going to somehow tie the credit card use to the proposed budget?
What'd you call it?
I think that,
it's
if I understand things correctly, that you want a sense that the council is supportive of having a budget item for these types of community engagement before you move ahead.
Because if we don't have a community engagement funds don't pass, then we can pass this just like it is. And that means no food is getting purchased at all unless you're on travel.
So you're waiting to see if we can come up with some sort of agreement where it would say, you know, which you can, you know, unless it's been approved as part of the whatever budget. Is that what you're
right.
hoping?
Right. If the community thing passes, then we're going to have to change the wording of this because it's not unauthorized travel.
Okay.
You're just out there buying willy-nilly for these things.
Okay.
And one thing for the council to consider is... Pardon?
Somebody in the audience.
Yeah.
We had a couple who did want to speak to council about the issue, and I don't know if they still want to speak about it or...
I was going to finish my sentence. Is one thing that council can remember is that this is about a credit card policy. This is not about specific things purchased.
Yes.
Simply is sometimes people buy things for the city. We know that staff members will purchase things on their own credit cards and get reimbursed. So try to separate the credit card issue from the items being supported by a city budget. They are a little bit different. This is similar, okay. But they're different. Do you want to hear from the audience?
Sure.
Well, they're here. Yeah. I know Yvonne wants to speak. Oh, and someone else.
Name and address. And
Wendy Lawrence, 6225 Argyle Street, full disclosure, Kathy's spouse. I'll give you some guidance based on my time in the Navy. Here's what the Navy did, here's what NASA did, here's generally what the DOD does. The only time a credit card is used on food expenditures is when you are on travel. Because that's a necessary function. You have been sent on travel. You don't use a credit card to buy donuts or cookies for meetings because those are not necessary to the function of the meeting. They're not essential for the completion of the meeting. Those are nice to have. It's understood. It comes out of your own pocket. However, once you reach a certain level, it is also recognized that your organization needs to be a part of a community and have events that include the community. You don't want to know what the DOD calls it because it makes no sense. They call it representational funds. But basically, it's a way to promote yourself to the community, bring people in who do not understand what you do. There is an entirely separate policy that governs how money is spent in those situations. If you want to see it, I can get to your grade. It's 16 pages long. It goes into a lot of detail about appropriate use of funds, appropriated funds, taxpayer dollars for those particular situations. So here's what I would recommend to you all. You have a policy for credit cards. You could pass it tonight or you could wait, but you are going to have to come up with a separate policy for how those business-related expensive community engagement expenses are spent. To me, that is the responsible thing to do because, remember, at some point in time, you are going to have to come to us, the taxpayers, and ask us to raise our taxes to give you more money. We would like to see that you are spending our dollars, you are already spending our dollars responsibly. So yes, it will be a pain in your rear end to develop the policy, but having one and following one proves to us that you are trying to spend our dollars responsibly. And I will get you that stuff.
Any Thank questions? You, Ms. Lawrence. Any other? Seeing none, council, what is your pleasure? Send this back. We have a motion, I believe, and a second. The motion was to send this back, to not bring it back until the decision has been made on the community engagement expense. Is that correct?
Correct.
Any questions? Councilmember Goodrich.
In regards to what was just mentioned here, when we come back with the decision card, do we need to have some sort of policy associated with that, or are we just going to say, okay, we approved the $2,000, and then somewhere in the future we develop the policy that goes with that? Or, because I agree, that seems like a wise thing to do. If we're going to set up a fund, we need to have some sort of...
Yeah. I think it would be prudent to have some guidelines. So, yeah, I think that I'll be getting this rather soon, and we can start going through it. And so we may do them in tandem, but I think one without the other is, as you said, probably not the best way to go.
Just remember, Council, what we have been doing has been legal, has been ethical, has been examined year after year by the auditors, and specifically this year by the auditors. To have a policy is perfectly fine, but I don't want the impression to be to leave this room that we've done something unethical or illegal. We certainly haven't. So, Council, you ready to vote? You know the motion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion has passed, and this will come back at a later time. I think we're now down to mayor reports, which is always kind of fun. And the mayor is wearing a pink tie today because it is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I'm sure we all know people who have suffered that struggle. Some 40,000 people a year die from breast cancer. I, in my personal life and in my ministerial life, certainly work with people that struggle with this battle. And so Cancer Society was going to be here tonight, and we have a miscue. They may be here in a couple of weeks, but they encourage all of us to wear pink to remember breast cancer awareness. That is all the mayor has. Reports from council. Councilmember Goodrich.
I was not at the last council meeting because I was somewhere out in the Pacific Ocean celebrating my wife's and I 38th wedding anniversary. On a cruise ship from Vancouver to Los Angeles. That's why I said. Also, I will not be here toward the end of the month through the first part of November. I will be here for the first November council meeting, but I won't be here for the committee meetings. I'll be somewhere out in the Atlantic.
So next council meeting, you will be here?
I will be here. We leave on the 21st.
Okay, so then the committee's out.
21st and through the November 5th or something like that.
Congratulations. That's a long time, 38 years. Council reports. Councilmember Watson.
This Sunday, the Ferndale Downtown Association is having their Harvest Festival. It's from noon to 2. It's right by the pavilion. You can't miss it. There'll be hundreds of pumpkins lined up. So come, lots of cool activities for the kids. Again, noon to 2 on Sunday. Oh, and the Dollars for Scholars is having our annual shrimp feed. It's November 5th at 6 p.m., and if you want tickets, I have them right here, and if you don't buy them, I'll just follow you around.
Councilmember Sarr.
The Parks Board has completed a fun project at Griffith Town Park. Everybody go check it out, please.
Absolutely, yeah. Councilmember Taylor.
On Saturday, October 8th, Ferndale Food Bank is having a Chocolate for Charity 5K fun run at Hovander Homestead Park between 8 a.m. and whenever again.
Very good.
Busy weekend.
Other council members, moving on to staff, Community Development Director Burnett.
Last week, the city received a $20,000 donation to Star Park from Petrogas. And that was our first introduction to Petrogas, and it was a good introduction.
Very good. Thank you very much. Public Works Director, Kevin Rentz.
I don't know if anybody noticed, but Washington Street's open.
So is the public.
Did you put the fire relief?
I think that's did a very nice job. I want to thank Colin Curcio, Reichardt TV for doing the design, and Katie for being the project manager on that. Mm-hmm. I know Luis was here and Katie was here, but they both left so far. But a lot of hard work that went into that job. Well, there were significant challenges with it, so I just want to say, you know, thank you to everybody that was involved. I think at the end of it, we have a really successful project. It's a very nice road, and it's going to be a benefit to the city for a long time.
Have we had any complaints about the loss of parking?
I have not received any, but I'm sure they will come.
Did we get federal dollars for that?
That was a TIB-funded project. We had TIB funding and Safe Routes to School.
funding wrapped up into it.
Well, I thought we had to include bike lanes for federal, but it was not a requirement for anything else.
The TIB has federal involvement.
So we did get federal funds. Okay.
Our finance director, Salmanen?
This week I'll be going to a conference in Leavenworth for financial software. I'll tell you more about it. And I feel like I need to ask if I can use a credit card.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Place to be.
Communications Officer Riley Sweeney.
All right. So there was a request by council at the last meeting that I share a little bit more about what I'm doing, since you guys all get to sign off on what the Public Works and Community Development departments do, but a lot of what I do is administrative. So, tough cookies. You get to sit for a minute. I'm applying for the Small Business on Main Street grant, which will hopefully bring in some money for development downtown. I'm working with over 36 other agencies to do our emergency preparedness drill on October 13th, Green Hornet. It's the largest drill of its size in Washington State, and we hope it goes well. The city's goals mainly are to test the handoff in an emergency situation between our police department and the other agencies that would come to respond. I'm also conducting an audit of all of our insurance information to make sure that it's up to date before they bill us at the end of the year. So, for instance, if our buildings have suddenly lost or increased in value, those sorts of fun things. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. In addition to Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we're working with our DV partners to help promote a whole slew of events that are happening in Ferndale. And finally, we're doing the City of Frightdale. It's a Halloween decorating contest here in Ferndale. So I turn to the public. If you guys are doing something fun in your front yard to decorate for Halloween, we have a black ribbon panel just waiting to take a look at your beautiful front yard and see if it's spooky enough. So please send me your pictures. And we've got prizes. It's going to be fantastic. We're very excited to have, in addition to Linda Quinn and Michael
Kanan,
the distinguished Art Rosia as one of our judges.
That brought a silent response.
Yeah. Deafening one.
We wanted to disqualify him from entering the contest.
That's it for my report.
City Administrator Young.
Just one thing rather quickly. Met last week with Brian Enslow, our lobbyist. He's going to be starting to kind of ramp up his efforts. One of the things that's going to be key is the development of a legislative agenda. And that is a rather short and hopefully concise list of the things that we would like him to keep his eye on or work towards. And so he and I talked, and we'll be having him come to an upcoming council meeting, but I hope through the next few committee meetings we'll be able to start discussing a legislative agenda, and eventually it is quite beneficial to have the council actually formally adopt it. That way it's kind of his official, walking papers, so when he is down in Olympia and dealing with various issues, there's a general understanding that he is speaking truly on the behalf of the city council. So that's forthcoming. The legislative session starts in February, so we have a wee bit of time, but I think now is a good time to think about it. This session is going to be mostly on the capital budget, a little bit on transportation, but as we all know, the K-12 McCleary decision is probably going to be pervasive down in Olympia, and so in a lot of ways we'll need to kind of work around the edges because the legislators are going to be rather consumed with that topic.
Very good. Anything else?
A question for Greg. Would you ask him if he thinks it's worth it for us to go to City Action Days, either, in mass or a couple of us? Because I went the 1 year, and I don't know how useful it was. I mean, I wouldn't mind going again, especially if he was going to set up meetings.
I'll ask about that.
Councilmember Goodrich.
Where are we on, because I was asked this week, where are we on the police chief search?
The search is ongoing. The right now, the 16th of this month is when the posting closes, and Prothman has been sending out the flyers and putting it on their website and actually making some contacts directly. So starting as soon as the 17th, Prothman will look at the list, and however many there are, they'll go through and start doing some culling to bring it down to a manageable number, and then they'll be coming up here and working with administration, trying to get it down to probably the finalists, if you will. The process really will mirror that of what we did for our public works director and for our finance director. The only difference is that the chief of police is a more visual community job, so that he or she by necessity needs to interact with the public to a much greater extent. And so one of the things we'll be doing is the night before the formal interviews, and we'll be using the panel format that we use for both Public Works and Finance Director, the evening before we'll be having an open to the public meet and greet down at the pavilion where the 3 to 5 finalists will be. And so the general public has the ability to come in and meet these folks and kind of input, if you will. There's usually an opportunity for some comment cards so people can say what they particularly liked or didn't like, or the different personality traits that they particularly appreciate. So there'll be the opportunity for the public to meet and greet the night before, and then the next day we'll have the panel interview process that we use for the other two positions. So it's moving along, and my hope is that on or before the first of the year, we'll have a new chief of police firmly ensconced up at the police station.
Mr. Young, can I ask you a question? Will there be refreshments, and will you be charging those on your city administrator's credit card? Just curious.
I believe there probably will be refreshments, and if the way it works in the past, Susan will come in and ask for my credit card, and I will dutifully hand it over to
you. Because you won't be buying for an individual, will you? You'll be buying for a group.
That's true. That's true.
A bunch of individuals, that's right.
Can we get yellow dots we can put by each person's name if we like them or not?
Probably not.
Probably not. But this will be a chance to actually just see them I was going to say a relaxed atmosphere, but they will be far from relaxed. But see them in an informal setting. So you can actually kind of get an idea of their demeanor, and that's really the purpose. There'll probably be an opportunity for each one of them to say a few words, so that's always fun. So it should be a good opportunity for those that are interested to come down and see the folks who really want to become our next chief.
Okay. Chief Knapp, in the back.
Thank you
for being here. We appreciate it. I would entertain a motion to dismiss.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to dismiss. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'm looking from a block. There it is.